بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين، أما بعد، فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى في القرآن المجيد: فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم: قل لا يستوي الخبيث والطيب ولو أعجبك كثرة الخبيث، صدق الله العظيم. الله سبحانه وتعالى وكريته سستين النريشة، the one that gave us our existence, enabled us to come for this Deeni program, to listen to the talks of Deen. And the motivating factor in niyat behind this is solely for the pleasure of Allah Jalla Jalal. We have come only for the pleasure of Allah. I've taken out a step in the path of Allah to please Allah. And with the intention that, Ya Allah, I want to come closer to you. I want my life to change and I want to come closer to you. And how we have this fikr and concern for our children and our things of dunya, that you want it perfected, you want it right, you want it our way. We want to instill in the children how we want them to be. That makes us happy. Imagine a child asking the parent, how do you want me to be? Our Honorable Sheikh and Ustaz, Mawlana Abdul Hamid Sahib, who mentioned to us one time, he said, after so many years of being a principal of Darul Mazadul, finally a boy came to Mawlana and asked Mawlana, that Mawlana, how do you want me to be as a student? As we say, ma fi zamir, what is hidden within your heart? That, oh Mawlana, what is within your heart that when you establish the Darul Uloom, what was your vision, what is your vision of how a student should carry himself out in a Darul Uloom? Tell me how you would like me to be, how would you like me to spend my time? And then I will try my best to be like that. This should be our aspiration also. Our life belongs to Allah Jalla Jalaluhu. Our existence, ourselves, our beings, our bodies, our days, our nights, our homes, our conveyances, our families, our children, all is amanat. All is a trust from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Nothing belongs to us. Allah sent us into this world and Allah has a certain mode of life that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves. That entire mode, fashion, style, in, out, head to toe, internally, externally, domestically, within the home, outside the home, that entire way that Allah loves, He gave to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This is how I love every single human being to carry out himself. That is Habibullah. That's why Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam was called the most beloved of Allah. This should be my aspiration. I want to become the most beloved to Allah. And naturally, insan loves to be loved also. I love to be loved. I love to be accepted. I love to be praised. And who better to love me than my Allah? This desire should come into my heart. Ya Allah, how do you want me to be? How should be my dressing? How should be my character within the home, outside the home? And what actions should I do to please you, O my Allah, that I owe everything to you? My family is just an amanat. My life is just an amanat. Everything I have around me is just an amanat and a trust given to me for Allah to test us. لِيَبْلُوَكُمْ أَيُّكُمْ أَحْسَنُ عَمَلًا, to test us which of you will do the most beautiful of actions. أحسن means beautiful. Who will create beauty in their actions? Do it in such a way that Allah begins to love that person. That now because you've emulated Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam exactly like how he did it. Because I heard the virtues of ta'aleem, I've come for ta'aleem. My Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, I love him more than everything else. لَا يُؤْمِنُ أَحَدُكُمْ حَتَّى أَكُونَ حَبَّ إِلَيْهِ مِنْ وَالِدِهِ وَوَلَدِهِ وَالنَّاسِ أَجْمَعِينَ. How many a young girl or woman would say that if I lose my husband, I don't think I can live. If I lose my parents, my life will be shattered. So much of muhabbat. If I lose my child, I don't think I can continue living. The child of mine is very close to me. A certain thing I love so much, I can't afford to lose it. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam said, your iman is not perfect. You are not a perfect believer in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala until akuna habba ilayhim walidi, until I am more beloved to that person than mi walidihi, than his parents, wa waladihi, and his or her children and all the people. You must love me the most because I did the most for you. To the barakat and virtue of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, we are sitting in the ta'aleem today. We heard of the virtues from Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam that motivated us to come to ta'aleem. It wasn't because of so and so. Yes, somebody must have made our tashkil, somebody reminded us, but the motivation should be I heard the call of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam and the virtue that all my sins will be forgiven. I will wake up from this gathering in such a condition that all my bad deeds will be changed to good deeds. All my old things in the house have been updated overnight. Subhanallah. Allah said everything will be changed for you, transferred and changed. So Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam becomes the most beloved. To become the beloved of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we follow Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah says that if you follow my Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, I will love you. I came, said in ta'aleem, I'm sitting here right now with desire in my heart, ya Allah, I want to become your beloved. What do I do? What do I do? Sometimes the husband will complain, you like this. What must I do to make you happy? How do you want it? What should I do? Or the husband asks the wife, if you don't like it this way or that way, how should I do it? Each one wants to please the other. Or the children also. How the children like the meal. How to make it for them to the best of my ability. And now I wait with anxiousness, with some words of praise from my husband or my children. Is it nice? Did you enjoy it? How was it? Imagine my Allah is saying that I love you. I'm happy with you. You're excellent. That should bring joy to the heart. How to emulate Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. So we heard the virtues, we came now to sit in ta'aleem for the pleasure of Allah, with the intention, ya Allah, make my complete islah. Reform me completely, I'm ready. As I recited in the ayat, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam is commanded to say to the people, la yissa bil khabithu wa tayyib. That which is haram, impure, napak, and that which is pure, halal, wholesome, can never be equal. We all love things that are wholesome, good, clean. Homes, bathrooms, toilets, everything we want is spick and span and clean. We all have this aversion towards filth and dirt. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says to Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, tell them that which is haram, filthy, unwholesome, that which is pure and clean and wholesome can never be equal. Ya Allah, I want that pure, clean, wholesome life. What I eat, wholesome, cook the food at home, take our time, take pride in it, read the du'as, I'm doing it as an ibadat, taking care of my children as an ibadat, reading my du'as during that time, I want a pure, clean life. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is pure, Allah only accepts those actions that are pure. So my Ramadan is coming also, now is Rajab and then now Sha'ban and then Ramadan. There's nothing can match. There's no equality. These months are special months. Allah wants to make this ummah special also. That's why we are sitting here. Ya Allah, we want to become special to you. That we draw the rahmat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So every given moment, ya Allah, I want to become your beloved, especially now before the month of Ramadan starts. To give up all our habits. And very, very importantly, we mention this over and over again. That person who killed 99 people and he went to the alim to ask him, is any hope of my tawbah being accepted? So that alim, who was not an arif, not an ashiq, he only knew the text. He didn't know Allah Jalla Jalla. He didn't make the effort of the heart to recognize Allah, to love Allah, to understand Allah. So he told the person, there's no hope for you. For this murderer of 99 killed this person, made it 100. And he made it 100. Then he goes to another alim, who was an arif also, knew Allah, the system of Allah, the zat of Allah, the being of Allah, that Allah's rahmat supersedes and overwhelms his anger. And he had the deep love for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He said, any hope for me? Yes, is hope for you. Make tawbah a certain town. And this is the Qariyatul Salihin, the town of the pious people. Go and stay amongst them. In pious company with the correct intention, Allah will change your heart and Allah will forgive you. So he makes the intention and he leaves en route, as we are also en route. We left our homes to look for Allah. To look for Allah and to take out everything in the heart besides Allah and to become Allah's. And to make my children, to make my home, to make my family. And to focus my eyes upon Allah's pleasure. En route, halfway in between, Malakul Maut, Allah sends him and takes this man's ruh away, he passes away. Now the Malaika of Rahmat come, the Malaika of Azab come. Malaika of Azab and say that we are here dispatched to give him punishment, take him to Jahannam. People, and the Malaika of Rahmat, they come, we have been dispatched to take him to Jannat. But now there's a dispute, which way does he go? So they say, let's measure and see to which place is nearer, to the place of sin or to the place of rahmat, mercy and the pious. Allah's kindness, Allah shortened the distance between where he passed away and the town of the pious people. Allah shortened it for him. When they measured, he was nearer to there. Subhanallah, he made it to Jannah. He made it to Jannah. He was near there with the correct intention. We are near now the month of rahmat, the month of maghfirat, the month of forgiveness, the month of mercy, the month of emancipation and freedom from the fire of Jahannam. We are already there, 1 month away. At one time the Ummah, whatever gunas and sins they were doing, was left at home. The old albums was left at home. We couldn't carry it everywhere with us. Old albums, our sins and all our, whatever it was the Ummah had that time, was all packed at home, it was there. Now the zamana and period has come where we carry our gunas and sins everywhere with us. Allah forgive us, everything's on the phone. Entire albums and accounts, social medias, the Malakul Maut comes, that person was away from the place of sin, Allah had rahmat upon him. Allah had mercy upon him. My sin doesn't leave me. My entire archives are with me, wherever I go. Malakul Maut has to come, at least it had deleted before the month of Ramadan. All the old albums, all the murat, all the videos, all the accounts. Clear it up for the pleasure of Allah. Become Allah's. Don't be afraid. There's no loss. Don't be afraid. There's no loss. There's only bliss and happiness without sin. There's only bliss. Allah's promise. Allah hasn't kept it anywhere else. So how to bring my life online before the month of Ramadan? Evil, haram, impermissible. And that which is halal, wholesome and good can never be equal. So now the month of Ramadan is coming, dive into it to get the rahmat of Allah and give up everything. And don't be afraid to do it for Allah. Don't be afraid to do it for Allah. Ya Allah, I will give up all my sin for you. Ya Allah, I will check my dressing for your pleasure. My dressing is not right, Ya Allah. How does it please you? The student asked, O Mawlana, how do you want the student to be? Tell me. Ask Allah, Ya Allah, how do you want me to be? We have apas around us, we have ulama. Ask him, how should I change my life? That I enjoy my life in deen. How pleasurable it is. But this is the time for us to make the change. And Allah, this is Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that even though plenty of haram, impermissible acts and fashion and style, whatever it may be, has become the norm of the day, even though it may attract you, that everybody is doing it like that. But I can do it also. Marana's wife is doing like this, and then Alim's wife is doing like that, so it's fine. But we know it's not fine. Allah says, even though it may become rife, the evil may become rife also becomes a norm. Even though it may attract you, then too, is that equal? What is the life of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam in Quran and Hadith and Sharia? That's wholesome, pure, clean, attractive to Allah. Anything opposite to that is shunned by Allah, rejected by Allah. I don't like to be rejected. I don't like to be rejected, Ya Allah, don't reject me. So we have a few days left now for the month of Ramadan. To begin, how we can now focus ourselves into the rahmat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and do all those beautiful a'mal that we win the rahmat of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. One is our dressing, our lifestyle, our homes, whatever we don't need, all the layani, all that which is not permissible, vanity, that we take it out now. Extravagance in the month of Ramadan, Allah save us. We don't want to displease Allah, please the makhluk in creation. Tell the family, let's simplify our diet this year. Let's get closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Not just change the times of the meals, but really keep a roza. And more, what's happening in Gaza, ya Allah, they don't have food. They don't have food. The babies are dying of starvation. We are getting obese because of overeating. Upset tummies because of overeating. Take control now of our inside and our outside. So how to come our life onto sunnah, month of Ramadan is coming, to connect to Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, to get our Quran tilawat correct, as much khatam as we can make, and all the sunnahs of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, simple sunnahs like today we are here. What dua to read on a hot day? La ilaha illallah ma ashadda harra hadha al-yawm. Allahumma jirni min harri jahannam. To learn these duas, Allah says, my beloved, read the dua of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the dua of my beloved. How the grandchild used to say one time, Nani or Daddy, and how we get so happy. Imagine we take the name of Allah, like how Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam taught us, the beloved of Allah taught us, how happy Allah doesn't become. So all these beautiful duas, on a hot day, when you're drinking water in our homes, all the six sunnahs of drinking water, we become the beloved of Allah. How to drink water, to teach the children, all these sunnahs to come into our lives. All this now to start before the spiritual preparation for the month of Ramadan. Allah Ta'ala give us the tawfiq and to cut our time down on the cell phone. To cut it down. Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq and the hidayat. Nothing will happen to us. How many persons say, we took out the TV from the house, alhamdulillah, we're missing nothing. Now I got time to speak to my husband. Husband got time to speak to me. So I don't need these things. Cut it out. Get off all the groups for the month of Ramadan. And see what the month of Ramadan Allah will give us, how we will enjoy it. And very important also, the month of Ramadan is coming. Many, many families hardly have Seri also. They just wake a few minutes before Seri or before Ramadan and just quickly and back to bed. Such an important amal. Such an important action, full of barakat, full of barakat. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam made special dua for those that are mutasahhirin, who partake of sihri. May Allah grant them barakat, Allah grant them His rahmat. It's a special time to encourage our families, make ta'aleem. There are kitabs out there, let us start reading at home Faza'il Ramadan. Let us start reading Faza'il Ramadan so we know how to become the beloveds of Allah in this month of Ramadan. To conclude, this special time is the month of Ramadan, special place, Haramain Sharifain, Ti Harams. Our Honorable Sheikh Abdul Hamid Sahib always says, there are special times, special places that Allah has kept His special rahmat. If we go into the special places and special times with the correct amal, with the correct heart, Allah puts a seal on the heart for the rest of the year, if not the rest of our lives. Ramadan is coming, a very special time, very special time. We know when nikah date is set, what vibes there are that go through the house. There should be a vibe going through the house. Ramadan is coming. Ramadan is coming. Allahumma sallimna li Ramadan. Wa sallim Ramadan lana. Wa sallimhu lana mutaqabbala. Also sunnah dua. Ya Allah, keep us safe for the month of Ramadan. Give us good health. We see it and accept it from us. So to partake of seri is very important. That now we spend our time correctly. In the month of Ramadan. Special time. How we spend our Ramadan, Mawlana Imam Hassan Sahib will say, Rahmatullah Alayh, spend your entire life like the month of Ramadan, and your mort will come like Eid. Let us spend our month of Ramadan in this manner. That Allah becomes absolutely happy, Allah puts a seal on the heart, my beloved. The rest of the year, even though the nafs wants to take us towards that which displeases Allah, وَاعْلَمُوا أَنَّ اللَّهَ يَحُولُ بَيْنَ الْمَرْءِ وَقَلْبِهِ. Allah says, no, well, that if your heart was to go towards haram, I will come between yourself and your own heart. And I will stop you. I will prevent you. Then you see, you make the correct decisions for my family, my children. Because you spend the month of Ramadan correct, 11 months of the year, Allah will take care of you. Allah Ta'ala give us sufi to make amal. Subhanakallahumma bihamdika wa nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta astaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk.